Hello, beautiful lovelies. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. See, my intent for this podcast is to help and aid other witches, especially Black and queer witches. See, I created this podcast so that it becomes a safe space for all of us to learn from each other, no matter who we are or what our paths are. We are all coven mates, and I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I know, babes, you've been wanting to be on the podcast for a good little minute now. I know, I can feel it, period. I'm a witch, duh. But this is how you get onto the podcast. All you need to do is send me an email at theblackqueerwitch@gmail.com. Send me your name, send me your age, send me your pronouns, send me your phone number, and then send me a description of about yourself and a description about your craft. And also leave in there what you want to talk about on the podcast. And I'm definitely going to get back with you as soon as I possibly can. And I want to see how many people I can reach with this. So hit me up so we can all have a discussion on the podcast. All right, guys. Bye. Hello, beautiful lovelies, and welcome back to the Black Queer Witch Podcast. Period. I'm just kind of chilling, listening to some music, and vibing out. It's a nice little cool little autumn day, and it just feels so fucking good. I'm sitting in my plant room where I have my ancestor altar now, which I kind of want to talk about. I don't think I've told you guys. So, if you've been here from the beginning, you know my journey with the ancestors and feeling connected to my ancestors, because I have talked about it on the podcast. But of recently, I've been working with my LGBT, which I think I may have talked about this, but I've been working recently with my LGBT ancestors and really connecting with those ancestors. I'm glad that I did. I ended up doing a cord cutting spell for my ancestors and some blood relatives a while back. And I'm really glad I did, because it really opened up this door to my LGBT ancestors and working with them. Hold on, y'all. This the damn YouTube. But anyways, I'm working with them. And since I've been doing it, they have asked me to kind of like construct the little altar. So I've created a little altar in my plant room, which I also have my TV in. So it's kind of like a more of a living room kind of space. So it's been really nice. It's been really great working with them. I remember when I officially was like, this is what I want to do. And I sat down and I spoke out loud and told my truth and all of that stuff. It felt really good and it felt very powerful. And I felt like I was being heard and listened to. So, yeah. Anyways, is that all I want to tell you? Yeah. I'm a little sick today, but anyways, I wanted to come in here and I wanted to talk about this book that I literally just got done reading, and kind of talk about my thoughts on the book and all of that jazz. I've been trying to do this thing where I'm going to do like, book reviews. That's going to help me to like read more, because that's really one of my goals, is to read more. I remember just reading as a kid, and we would just read like crazy. And I really want to get back to that from my own inner child. It's part of my inner child healing. So, welcome to that journey. But anyways, this book is called A Modern Guide to the Ancient Craft, Inner Witch by Gabriella Hurst. And I thought it was a really cool book. I thought that it was very Wiccan. It had a lot of Wiccan undertone, which isn't a bad thing, but some of the stuff that Wiccans do, I don't really align with or actually believe in. So some of that stuff was kind of just like, not off-putting, but
it just was there. I'm just going to say that. It wasn't like a bad thing or a good thing, but just knowing that going in, I think, is also nice too. For somebody who would want to buy this book, it's a very good book, a very good beginner-friendly book. She puts everything into like easy, understandable perspective. It's not a long book at all. Very easy read. It is, how many pages? It is 280 pages, which is a very easy read, at least for me it is. But yeah, she breaks down some different stuff, some of these different categories, and she really makes it really super simple for you to understand. There's a lot of different rituals in here. She also teaches you how to create a ritual of your own if there's something that you would want to do, kind of like a little outline of the guideline. She talks about tarot and what the different cards mean and different types of tarot styles that you can do, or like pools or whatever the case may be. She tells you how to protect your home. It's like a good, beautiful protection spell in here for protecting your home, which I feel like would be really cool. It's something that is easy. Like, the way she got it is super easy, and it can be modified to your liking. She teaches you how to call in the elements. She talks about like chakras. She talks about karma. My idea of karma is totally different. So she talks about the Wiccan calendar and all of that stuff, and different ways to celebrate, and kind of goes into like what it is and all that stuff. It's a really good, fair read. I think if you are really still trying to figure out where you want to go with your magic and how to jump in, or if you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be, this book would be a great start. It was so easy to read because a lot of stuff is stuff that I had learned in the very beginning of my path too. Even though I may not use a lot of this information anymore, or I feel like I've outgrown it, either way, it was a lot of good, easy information. And I think if you want to really, really start your craft, or if you want to introduce this, that's disgusting. Anyways, you want to introduce this to like your kid, like your teenager, something like that. I feel like this would be a great way to a good way for like a kid to start learning about magic, or like advancing that magic. Because I don't know, your family may have been teaching you this your whole life, but it's really cool. You got some different goddesses in here. It's I like it. So if you ever want to go get this book, if you feel like there's a young witch in your life, a beginner witch in your life somewhere, and they're looking to find a place to start, like, inner witch is that book. Period. So I will see you guys in the next one. I love you guys so much. Thank you for supporting my podcast. Thank you for being here for me. I appreciate you guys so, 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 so much. The giveaway ends. I'm probably going to push the giveaway back to October, October 5th. So you have up to October 5th. I have a 10,000 listens giveaway. So definitely go check that out, guys. There's so much magic that I want to give out to you guys. So many different amazing products, all of that. So definitely go check it out on my Instagram. All right, guys, see ya. Bye.